Quiero
con la.
¿Cómo es ese?
No, Hewitt, no, ¿verdad, Hewitt?
¿Se escucha uno? ¿Se escucha uno? ¿Es más reservado?
No. With your permission.
Yeah.
This Shabbat is called Shabbat HaChodesh. It's called Shabbat HaChodesh. It's a very special Shabbat. In the last few weeks, we took another Torah out and we read a paragraph that has nothing to do with the parasha, that has to do with the time. I started Parashat Shkalim, and then we went Zachor, and last week was Parah. This Shabbat is Parashat HaChodesh. Parashat HaChodesh is going to be found in the Torah, Sefer Shmot, chapter 12. And the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron in Egypt, Eretz Mitzrayim, and as the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael got as a nation, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים, ראשון הוא לכם לחודשי השנה. The two things in one sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron to tell us first. Before they're going to go through the whole sacrifice of Pesach and all the laws, what to do in Egypt, and then to do it in Eretz Israel, of course, the first thing Hashem said is the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Is a concept of Rosh Chodesh that was no Rosh Chodesh before. We have to take apart the concept of Rosh Chodesh, how important Rosh Chodesh is. To us, it sounds like, you know, this is the first day of the month, and it's nothing. But if you read the Torah and the Tanakh, you see it's a very important day, Rosh Chodesh. First thing the Gemara says, Halakha and Shulchan Aruch, that ladies may take off on Rosh Chodesh. Any lady can call in. She says, for me, it's a holiday. Not for the men. The men are allowed to go to work on Rosh Chodesh. Ladies, better not. Better not. The second thing about Rosh Chodesh, the concept, that we say in Tfilat Musaf, Rosh Chodeshim Lam Chanatat Azman Kapara L'chol Toliotam, that Rosh Chodesh is a kapara, is a forgiveness. Forgiveness for what? But Rosh Chodesh is a kapara. I says, how can it be kapara and why is it kapara? Then the concept of Rosh Chodesh in the Tanakh. Before we go further, there's a story in the Tanakh. Actually, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, then Shabbat we read a special Haftarah from Sefer Shmuel. Sefer Shmuel, the Navi tells us, Shmuel Navi wrote Sefer Shmuel, and he says a story that Shaul HaMelech, the first king that we had, he got inside himself some kind of bad wind, that the Navi calls it, and he was a little bit crazy, mishuga, crazy. In that time, David HaMelech appeared on the map, and Shaul is jealous of him, he wants to kill him for no reason, running after him. And the Navi tells us that Shaul's son, his name was Jonathan, was very friendly with David HaMelech. Very friendly. And David spoke to Jonathan and he tells him, listen, your father wants to kill me for no reason. And Jonathan said, well, I don't know exactly, maybe you exaggerate. I said, you know what, we'll make a test. What a test? He said, you know, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh and my father has a feast on Rosh Chodesh. And every Rosh Chodesh, Shaul sits at the table with the chief of staff, his name was Avner, and Jonathan, as well as David, that was his son-in-law, future son-in-law. And David tells him, you know what? Jonathan tells him, you know what? Let's make a test. Tomorrow it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, and Shaul, my father, will sit at the table. He says, you're not going to, don't show up. David said, I'm not going to show up. and let's see the reaction of your father. So they chose Rosh Chodesh as a test. You can have a lot of tests to see really if Shaul doesn't like David or wants to kill him. He says, no, the test is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So David says Rosh Chodesh were 2 days at the time. The Rosh Chodesh was 2 days. And the first day, they sit down on the table. Shaul asks Yonatan, where is David? I'm sorry. The first day, he didn't ask anything. He thought maybe it was something happened, a personal thing, he couldn't come. The second day, he asked Yonatan, where is David? Yonatan says, well, he had a barbecue with his family. He had to go. They're making barbecue. David says that Shaul loses himself and he starts screaming. What kind of business is this? He didn't show up, Rosh Chodesh. You backing him up. What's wrong with you, Yonatan? Yonatan asked Shaul, what did he do? He went to barbecue. So David says, Shaul took the spear and threw it on Yonatan. Like killing his own son. So David Yonatan saw that his father is very upset. He got up, didn't eat anything, went outside, met David HaMelech. He tells David, he hinted to David, he says, you have to run away, my father is after you. Again, the Navi is not a history book, it's a holy book. And this is the Haftarah that we really read if Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, since Yonatan told David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and my father will sit at the table, and you're not going to come. So therefore, Chachamim decided to read this Haftarah. Even though there is nothing to do, because Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, so Shabbat, we're going to push the regular Haftarah. What we have to read? We read that story just because, on the surface, because that's the Haftarah, that chapter talks about Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so therefore Chachamim came and applied this Haftarah, this chapter in the Tanakh, to be our Haftarah. And says this is talking about tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, big deal tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, no? So we have to change. So what's the concept? I says tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and if 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so what's the difference? Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. So because Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, you have a special Haftarah. Rosh Chodesh, the way the Torah says, and this is the way Rosh Chodesh was obeyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon. And he told him, you see the moon? He said, when people will see the moon, they'll come to Bedin, to court, wherever the Bedin will sit, in Yerushalayim, and they'll tell them, we saw the moon. And then Bedin will say, you saw the moon? They check them out to make sure they're saying the truth, they didn't make it up. And then Bedin will announce Rosh Chodesh. How important that statement. Says the Gemara that the angels in Shamayim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is Rosh Chodesh? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have no idea. It depends on the people downstairs. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the first day of Tishrei. It's Rosh Chodesh, really. The angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is Rosh Hashanah? We want to prepare the court in Shamayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, I really don't know when Rosh Hashanah is. We have to wait for downstairs for the people, for Benin. Somebody's going to come, is going to say, I saw the moon. I said, this is Rosh Chodesh. Even though today we have a calendar, and we don't really need the moon. Nevertheless, according to the Torah, according to the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rambam, it says, the first thing is moon. If you see the moon, it's Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't see the moon, Bedin, the court would know anyway when it's Rosh Chodesh, and they would announce it anyway the way that we have a calendar. But originally, the way it says in the Torah, the way it says in the Gemara, Hashem wants us to celebrate and to announce in Rosh Chodesh is when we have two witnesses coming to Bedin, to court, to Yerushalayim, and say we saw the moon on Shabbat as well. That's how important it is. If they saw the moon, let's say Friday night, so they go on a donkey, and they go to Yerushalayim. They go on Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, what happened if the highways are not secure, they have robbers running on the highways. The Gemara says, so you send people with sticks and swords to protect them. It says, for what? To go to Yerushalayim to tell the court we saw the moon. It says, what is the significance that you have to see the moon to announce Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbat? What's so important about Shabbat? What's so important about Shabbat? How important that moon business comes the first Rashi in the Chumash, that's the Midrash says it. It says, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. It says, the Torah, of course, is not a history book. The Midrash says, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Torah should have started really from that paragraph we're going to read on Shabbat, Ha-Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rosh Chodesh. On the surface, what it means is, as a nation, the first command that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rosh Chodesh. Of course, Rosh Chodesh is needed for the holidays, because if you know when Rosh Chodesh is, you know where the holidays are. But nevertheless, as the first statement, Hashem didn't say, keep Shabbat, Shema Israel, nothing. Just Rosh Chodesh, and with the moon. And how important it is, says the Gemara, says the Midrash, Hashem should have started the Torah with that statement. What's so important to start the Torah with Rosh Chodesh? It's not so important. Says the Gemara, so why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he didn't start it with a paragraph? It says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, the Goyim would say the Eretz Israel belongs to them, Palestine, and they will try to chase us out of Eretz Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Torah Bereshit Bara Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, it means he is the sole owner of this world, and he can do with that whatever he wants. There's no such thing seniority. There's no such thing I was here first. Even though in the Torah it says Eretz HaKna'ani, it says they lived in Israel. It says doesn't matter what you say, out. It says why out? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Excuse me. Therefore, it says Bereshit Bara Elohim, Elohim who started this world, and the Chumash starts with the creation. This is in order to answer the Goyim, because the Goyim will say, "What right you have to believe in Israel? What right you have to live in Israel?" He says, "Listen, it's not my right or your right. The right is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created this world. Bereshit Bara Elohim, Hashem created it, and that's the answer. Therefore, the Torah starts with Bereshit Bara." Without that reason, the Torah would have started what's called Parashat HaChodesh. That's how important it is, this paragraph. We're going to read this Shabbat. Parashat HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Big deal, so. What's so important about it? That you have to start it this way and to make sure that Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah that Hashem wants us to obey. That's how important it is. The first mitzvah Hashem gave us. Rosh Chodesh by itself, the way it was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's a regular day. Chachamim say, well, it's a mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh to do a feast, a meal. It's called Seudat Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah, says Shulchan Aruch, to wear a special garment for Rosh Chodesh. And as well, there is another mitzvah that has to do with Rosh Chodesh. It's called Birkat Levana. Birkat Levana, so that's the Shulchan Aruch says, that says once a month, when the moon grows, prefer after 7 days that the moon came, that you see the moon, prefer Motzai Shabbat, you take the siddur, you go outside, you say Birkat Levana. How important is Birkat Levana? It says in Shulchan Aruch, that one time a person did not say Birkat Levana and he went on a trip and he was robbed. And Chachamim told him the reason why you were robbed is because you did not say Birkat Levana. What is so important to stand outside and to look at the moon and to say the Birkat Levana? How important it is? Chachamim came and made a bracha for this. That's in the text that we say Birkat Levana. We say the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem gamash ba'or ma'ashchakim. Baruch ata Hashem echadesh cholashim. So what is the bracha all about? There's nothing. What is this? The truth of the matter is, the whole thing with the moon is not a real thing, because the moon really is always the same size. And when you see the moon bigger or smaller, this has nothing to do with the moon. The moon is always the same size. The only question is, how far is it from the sun? But it's not because the moon grows or the moon gets smaller. So what is the idea that you have to say the bracha? Come Chachamim and say even further. Should know a person that was born in the first half of the month, his chances to be rich and wealthy are much higher than the person was born at the second half of the month. So bad, and I checked it, it's true. Most of the rich people, the Jewish people, were born on the first half of the month. Most of them. I checked it. And it says, not only that, it says Shulchan Aruch. You're going to have a date for the wedding? It's Shulchan Aruch. It says, prepare to make the date on the first half of the month. Prepare. It's not crucial, but it's Shulchan Aruch in the text. It's not Kabbalah, it's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Better get married the first half of the month. Better. You can force yourself to be born the first half of the month, but you're more lucky, Chachamim say, if you were born in the beginning of the month, I mean towards the 15th day of the month. As you see, the concept of the moon is playing very much. And the truth of the matter is, it's nothing. It's the moon grows, and on the 15th day of the month, it's big, but again, it's not big, it's not small, it's nothing. This is the only thing, how much light it gets from the sun. Nevertheless, that's what it says. That's how important it is, the moon. Come to Gemara with another statement. It says, if you count the generations, from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech, are 15 generations. It means, like the moon, from the first day to day number 15, so-called the moon grows. It looks like it. It looks like the moon grows every day. After the 15th day of the month, until the 30th, the moon goes down and down and down. It says, from Shlomo HaMelech, from Rechavam, until Tzidkiyahu, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, are 15 generations. Comes the Gemara and says, 15 generations since Avraham Avinu was the first Jew until Shlomo, that was at the peak, 15 generations. From Shlomo until the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, 15 generations, like the moon. Like the moon, until the 15th day of the month, the moon grows, becomes bigger. Again, it doesn't become bigger. We only see more light from the moon. Nevertheless, you see how important the fact of the moon. That the moon is like Am Israel. This is up to Shlomo HaMelech. We grew. And from Shlomo, we slide down, until Tzidkiyahu. And then, at the end of the month, of course, there's no moon. This is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, says the Gemara. It says in the Navi that Yimach Shumo Vezichon Nebuchadnezzar made him blind. Made him blind, it means there's no light. That's exactly like the moon. Until Shlomo HaMelech, there was more and more light. And from Shlomo, the light goes down and down and down, until there's no more light. Tzidkiyahu, the last king, became blind. It means there's no light. Again, the question is, what is that important thing about this moon, that the moon plays the role of Am Yisrael? Comes the Gemara and tells us the following. You know, in the Jewish heritage, when somebody wants to get married, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted, there's engagement and there's a wedding. Engagement and wedding. It's not the engagement that we like to call today. Today, the word engagement, it means it's a very low level of engagement. the way the Torah says engagement, the way it says in the Gemara engagement, that's what happened really with Eliezer, Avram's slave, and he went to get Rivka. He took 10 people along with him. And when he saw Rivka, he gave her a bracelet and an earring. This was like the groom gives the bride under the chuppah. That's called engagement. It's not wedding yet. It's engagement. It's called erusin. Engagement. The halacha of engagement, that if that girl now will try to break the engagement and she'll go and marry somebody else, they're going to kill her. Because engagement is really a tie. Again, it's not the engagement that we like to call today. Yeah, engagement is nothing. Just give a ring, but means, it doesn't mean anything. In time of the Torah, in time of Gemara, engagement was, they gave the girl a ring, they had 10 people, and they said the first two brachot that we say under the chuppah. They say, Borei Pri Hagafen, and then they say, the bracha, Asher Asar Lanu Et Ha'Arusot Lanu, Asar Lanu Et Ha'Arusot, Bikin Lanu Et Ha'Chuppah B'Kiddushin, Baruch Ata Hashem Mesabech Etan Im Hakala. It says, this first two brachot that we say under the chuppah, that's called Erusin. That's what Eliezer did. He took 10 people, and when finally Lavan and his mother agreed for Rivka to come, they said the bracha over there. First, he gave Rivka the ring, the bracelet, and the earring. And when they agreed, he said, whatever I gave your daughter, now she's engaged to Yitzchak Avin. Now she cannot get married to anybody else. Finished. If they won't agree, they wish she would give back. But because they agreed, she's engaged. Eventually, she got to Eretz Israel. Then was a wedding. It says, what does it mean, a wedding? It's called Nisui in Hebrew. It says, when Yitzchak brings her to the tent. That's what we call chuppah. It says, actually, the chuppah that we have, and then the groom takes the bride, and he says, now you my wife. It says, it means this is called marriage. This is called really the wedding. And then it says, the seven brachot that we say under the chuppah, that's called Birkat Nisuin. That's what Boaz did to Ruth. What Megillah tells us, Megillat Ruth, it says we need like 10 people first to get engaged, and then 10 people to get married. And that's the system. Unless it says in the Torah, that's the halacha, that engaged girl is tied up to the groom. She's not getting married yet. She's engaged. But engagement is some kind of a connection. Not a full connection, but connection enough that nobody else can marry this girl unless she gets a get. You get a get from marriage, you get a get from engagement. Again, not in our time. In our time, just like on the Vilna and other people say that even you engage, you're not allowed to break engagement. You can't. You cannot break engagement. I says some people, if they want to break engagement, they get married and they give the get immediately. It says to break engagement is dangerous for the person. I myself was a witness for a lot of things that happened to families because somebody broke the engagement. You're not allowed to break engagement. It says that is the concept of engagement in the Torah. When the Torah says engagement, it says even though in our time is not the real engagement, still the engagement has a tremendous power that if somebody is engaged, should never break engagement. Never. I know somebody in Eretz Israel used to be the mayor of Bnei Brak. And a few years ago, he's married already over 40 years. Maybe 50 years he's married. And one day his daughter died. His daughter-in-law. Or his daughter. No, his daughter died. I don't remember. I think his daughter. And then his granddaughter died. So out of nowhere, the girl was 17 years old, and she goes to school, dropped dead. And so he went and asked somebody, don't remember who he asked, he says, this is not a sickness. This is called somebody is upset at me. Went to somebody and they figure out that he was engaged 50 years before to a girl. So he went and asked that girl for forgiveness, because they told him that his daughter, his granddaughter, they both died because he was once engaged. So the Gaon Mivilna says, you should never break an engagement. Because again, the concept of engagement is like the engagement in the Torah, even though we don't do the same thing that was in the Torah, that we don't say the bracha. And the engagement is just, you know, a party for us. Nevertheless, I mean, it says, never break engagement. There are some people that they want to break the engagement, they get married, and under the chuppah, after he gives her the ring and he says, are you my wife? She said, yes. He says, hold on 1 minute. He takes out from his pocket the gate, he says, you know, my wife. But not just to cancel engagement. That's how dangerous to cancel engagement is. How dangerous. The question is, what is behind it? For what you need engagement? Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that he used to wait a year between the engagement and the wedding. Well, the Gemara says, well, she has to buy a dress, and she has to return it, and buy another stone, return it. I said, until she's going to have the wedding gown, might take a long time, and for the jewelry, and he has to prepare the food. In time of Gemara, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, they used to give a girl 12 months to prepare for a wedding. There was no such thing, get engaged and get married. No such thing. Says again, it's from the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I said, the question is, what is really behind it? Engagement and called Nisuin, wedding. But you need it. Why you need it? Just get married. He says, no. You have to get engaged to get married. So Chachamim tell us like this. The secret of having a good marriage, it goes by stages. At stage one, you go and you meet a girl. And then you like the girl, she likes you. That, what you think you like her, or what she thinks she likes you, this is a stage that has to do with your heart. It says, my heart goes for the girl, and the girl says, my heart goes for the boy. It's kind of more than a feeling that really understanding. It's more than a feeling. It's understanding a little bit. We think we can make it. But the experience in our generation especially, we see it's not that way. It's not that way because it doesn't. The marriages don't hold. Marriage really should hold down to it. It means what we call in America, we're on the same page. It's not that, you know, I like you the way you look, I like your habits, I like you, you know, I like we have the same habits. That doesn't mean anything. I actually was a witness once, and somebody came over to me and said, well, I'd like to discuss something with you. I said, yeah, what would I like to discuss? He said, well, I met a girl, a very good girl. I says, but I don't know if I should marry her. I says, what can you tell me? What is the hesitation? What is the doubt that you have? He says, I'll tell you what it is. He says, I'm a Farsi. He's Iranian. And the girl came out of Iran, and she stayed in Vienna. In Vienna, all the Iranian people that they run and they escaped, they fled Iran, they made for them a place, holy men made for them a place in Vienna, and they stay there until they get a visa to come to America. So that girl, while she was in transit and waiting to get a visa to come to America, she took a walk in Vienna and a car hit her, and she went to the hospital. And they had to cut the bottom of her foot. So that boy tells me, I am going out with this girl, and she's top of the line. So there's one thing that she's missing, a part in her foot. So I ask him, so what is the problem? So she's missing or she's not missing? Does it bother you that she doesn't have the part? No, she has that. Now she walks now. Now that they put something, you know, this protest, she walks and you don't know it. Unless she takes off the shoes, you don't know. She walks normal. I said, so what does it bother you exactly? That she has no foot? That she doesn't have the... No, it doesn't bother me. He said, what bothers me is that I won't be able to go ski with her. And he didn't get married to her. He didn't get married to her. See, this something has to do with the heart. Let's call it engagement. By the engagement, you know if you like to go to ski, if she wants to play tennis with you, she can go to a vacation with you. I says this is how you make your decision if you want to get engaged to the girl. But to get married to a girl, this is what the Gemara says, you have to know you're on the same page. That you have to have in your head, and she should have in her head, the same ideas for life. Ideas for life. It's not habits. It's not which restaurant you like. It says, how do you want to run your life? That you should know that I'm serious about my life, and life is not a joke, and we want to do the right things in life, and you discuss it. It's a heavy discussion. It says, what would you like to do? Which school you want to send the children? Where do you want to live? What do you want to do when you get retired? Just be serious. This is called marriage. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu divided it. That says it's called engagement stage and marriage stage. That's an engagement means, you know, you meet each other. That's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry a lady. The Gemara says to marry the Kiddushin means this is engagement, unless you see the girl, she sees you, you see, okay, the look is fine. Now we talk to each other. And I says, fine, I think I like you. But the real connection, if you want to have a good marriage, is if you're on the same page. Otherwise, how many say it's World War III in the house? I says, she wants this, he wants that, she wants this, he wants that. You know, Chachamim told us, you know, in the morning, he put tefillin, so we have to wrap three wraps on our finger. And the first wrap we say, Ve'erastich li le'olam. And Navi says, you get engaged to me forever. The second wrap, Ve'erastich li betzedek u'mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim. I made you engaged to me. Betzedek, righteousness, mishpat, be honest, bechesed, v'rachamim, kindness and mercy. The third rep we say, v'erastich li be'emuna, get engaged to me with trust, with emuna, v'yadat k'ani Hashem. V'yadat k'ani Hashem means, simple explanation, maybe it means you know who is Hashem, I know what it means. So three, of course, the three sentences, you don't have a fourth one. All you have to put it, you put the tefillin, you say it. Why you have to say that when you wrap it on your finger? Why you have to say those sentences? What does it mean, those sentences? But come the Gemara and says the following. When Am Yisrael were in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go with take Am Yisrael, he uses two words. It says, Ra'o ra'iti etuni ami asher b'mitzrayim. I saw. What happened in Egypt? Says the Gemara, why you have to say double word, I saw? The Gemara tells Moshe, you know, Moshe Ruach HaKodesh, Moshe is Navi. Moshe sees the future. Moshe sees, he says, you know, eventually we'll go to Har Sinai and we'll hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll say Naseh V'Nishma. Hashem tells him, Moshe, with all the respect to you, I see further something that you don't see right now. Even though you're a Navi, I see they're going to do the golden calf. What it means, says the Gemara like this. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took us out of Egypt, his aim was we should go to Har Sinai. And on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to us. And eventually will take us to Eretz Yisrael. And this is the final destination in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, there are four things that Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets. One is the Arabs, Ishmael. One is the Iraqis. One is the exile. Hashem regrets four things. Number four, the Gemara says, Hashem regrets he made the devil part. So actually, he says the Gemara, that's the same like engagement and a wedding that goes between a groom and a bride. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to get to the destination. The destination is, the Torah says, voted bakun. You have to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you should be on the same page. It means The Torah says, "V'alachta b'drachav." You try to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever He wants, you should be on the same page with Him. But this is a high level. Before that level is engagement. Engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'avtat Hashem Elokecha bechol levavcha. You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to you. You realize, so you love Him. You love Him as engaged. Eventually, you have to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Olam Haba. That says, eventually, you're going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together all the time. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be no moon. The moon will be like the sun. I said, it's after we're going to read Shabbat HaGadol. It says, Zachal lachem yireshmi shemetz daka, mape b'knafeha. It says, the whole thing is the sun. It's not the moon. You see, the moon has no light. It says, the moon gets the light from the sun. Because the sun is the real, what we call light. The light of the sun, says the Gemara, it's called marriage. When Mashiach will come, you can have the sun shines. It says, going to be no more moon. I mean, the moon will have the light of the sun. But not as a reflector, just as the moon will have its own light, and the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun today. And actually, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know. As is the first mitzvah we got is Rosh Chodesh. How important Rosh Chodesh is? It says the Chachamim say, let me tell you. Am Israel said, Naseh v'nishma, you engage. Then we did the golden calf. Engagement broke. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll give you another chance. We send the spies. Again, the engagement broke. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, He is telling us, I want to be engaged to you. In order for you to marry me at the end, the connection should be such a strong connection that you will be on the same page with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ladies, of course, did not participate in the golden calf. Ladies did not participate. Am Israel said, we don't want to go back to Egypt after the spies came back. It says, the first mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you know, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the concept of Rosh Chodesh is to get engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ari says, on Rosh Chodesh, you get a boost in your nefesh, a boost in your neshama, so-called. And says, Rosh Chodesh is not just, you know, the head of the month. And the Kabbalah said, you know, you have to look at the moon. You see, what the moon tells you the concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. And says, every Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts all over. And says, this Rosh Chodesh, Hashem said, okay, now I want to resume the engagement. Because the moon, the symbol of the moon, says the Gemara, is like engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not married Him. You're not married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. You're not on the same page. But you're growing. And this is what the Gemara says. That whoever is born in the first half of the month, his chances to be rich is very high. Because he was born in the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a person to elevate himself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called to be engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chachamim say. That you should try to have weddings in the beginning of the month. Again, because when the moon grows, of course it doesn't grow, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way, that the moon looks to us, gets bigger and bigger, it says it means the engagement is higher and higher. Therefore, from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech, says the Gemara, are 15 generations, and we climbed from Avram all the way up to Shlomo HaMelech, and says Shlomo was the pick. If Shlomo would have behaved, Shlomo would have become Mashiach, and let's begin to have Olam Haba on the spot. And we'll be the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But whatever happened, and started to slide down, and Rechavam, and Aviyah, and then Asa, Yoshaphat, goes down, until Tzidkiyahu, 15 generations down, finished. Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, and Tzidkiyahu became blind. It says the concept of engagement was broken. And it says constantly, every month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and he says, no, maybe you want to get engaged, maybe you're going to get engaged. So that's what the Gemara says. The Torah should have started with that paragraph that we're going to read this Shabbat, Parashat HaChodesh. Hashem HaChodesh means, you know, Hashem said, you know, you have Rosh Chodesh. So who cares about Rosh Chodesh or not? You don't understand. You're going to announce Rosh Chodesh by looking at the moon. And the concept is that you want to get engaged to me. So here is the text. It's a very strange text at Birkat Levana. It's after we say the bracha, we say, Baruch Yotzrech, Baruch Osech, Baruch Konech, Baruch Borech. Baruch Yotzrech, as the first letter of Yotzrech, is Yud. Baruch Osech, the first letter is I. Baruch Konech, the first letter is Kuf. Baruch Borech, the first letter in Zbet, is Yaakov. Yaakov. How do you get Yaakov over here? And you continue, Birkat Levana, you say, Kishim Shanachnu Meragdim Kenegdech. You say, Birkat Levana, you say, Kadosh Baruch. I'm saying a blessing on the moon. You say, what blessing on the moon? It's not the moon. It's the whole thing is just in your eyes. The moon is the same thing. And moon is getting bigger and smaller. It has to do with the angle with the sun. Nevertheless, you stand outside, you say, Bracha for the moon, what's the Bracha? And after you say the Bracha, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like, we cannot touch the moon. We cannot hurt the moon. Then no one can hurt us. Statement. It says in the book Tamer Minagim, this is Segula, not to visit a dentist. Please forgive me. Is at Birkat Levana you say Keshem Shanachnu Meragdim Kenegder, V'nei Lo Yechlu Migua Bach Kach Lo Yechlu Leraket Kenegdenu, V'lo Yechlu Lafri Alanu, V'lo Elanu Kev Shinaim. Says Tamer Minagim says Segula, never visit a dentist Birkat Levana. If you say it B'chamona. You never have to go to a dentist. This was a rabbi over here in America. It was a blue Jewish rabbi. He was 100 years old when he died. Never went to a dentist and had all his teeth in his mouth. Because the key is Birkat Levana. That's how important it is. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I said, before you go on a trip, make sure you say Birkat Levana. I said, why? You see in the text, it says in the text. The way I'm standing in front of the moon. And I don't touch the moon, I don't hurt the moon, no one will hurt me. What does it mean exactly? It means the concept of saying the bracha, what we call Birkat Levana, is so important. It says, what we say, says the Gemara, is like you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month. Tanan Ve Rabbi Shmuel. So we say in the Birkat Levana, this is the paragraph from the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel said, you know, Am Israel, if they would have the merit only once a month to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enough. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, Ilkach Tzarich Lemei Ma'amumad, you have to stand up, say Birkat Levana. You got to stand up. He says, you know what? You know how important it is, Birkat Levana. He says, once a month only you stand in front of Hashem. Once a month. I say it three times a day. I say, Lachash, you don't understand. Once a month you stand in front of the moon. And you say the bracha means I'm Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Chodesh. I accepted you as to be my groom. I want to be engaged to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in Egypt. He told Moshe Naon, tell them the first thing is Rosh Chodesh. Now I tell you the mitzvot. By keeping the mitzvot, it means you keep the engagement. And finally, if you keep all the mitzvot, then eventually you get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvot Tidvakun, you're going to get glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea of making Rosh Chodesh, the idea of looking at the moon, is just one thing. It says the moon is a symbol of engagement. The sun is a symbol of marriage. It says first you have the moon, then you have the sun. It says we expected to be engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're going to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's what it is. He says, you put the tefillin. He says, in the morning, you put the tefillin on. He says, what do you put the tefillin? What do you put the tefillin? Says the Torah, says the Gemara, explanation of the Pasuk in the Torah, it says, when you wear tefillin, everybody's going to be afraid of you. V'ra'u chol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimekha. He says, what? Because they have tefillin? Because the tefillin? He says, what? I tell you what the purpose of tefillin. He says that Chachamim came and says, you know, you wrap your finger. He says, the first wrap you say, Ve'ras tichli l'olam. Hashem said, I want you to know. I got engaged to you forever. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to keep the engagement. From his side, he's engaged to us. He says, who was the first person that revealed it and made this connection as engagement is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. I said, the first rep is Abraham. Hashem said, I'm going to be engaged to you forever. The second one is Yitzchak. The third one is Verasti B'muna. V'yadat et Hashem. Yadat means get married to Hashem. V'yada Adam et Chava Yisho, says the Torah. The Torah says a synonym word to marriage is Ladat. To know. It says, you have to have in mind, Yaakov is. Let's say in Birkat Levana. Baruch Yotzrech, Baruch Hosech, Baruch Konech, Baruch Borech. He says, you take Birkat Levana, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov. What do you mean Yaakov? Yaakov means that Yaakov is the destination, marrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being together with him. Chaim say, you know, it's very strange, the halacha, Olela Seder, it's very strange. The most important part in Olela Seder is the wine. It's not the matzah. It's not the sacrifice of Pesach. If you don't have the money to participate in the sacrifice of Pesach, you don't have to go borrow money. Hashem never expected a person, besides Machzit HaShekel, to go and borrow money and to go and rent himself out or go and give his coat as collateral to get some money to buy tefillin, to buy mezuzah, to buy tzitzit, to buy sukkah, to buy lulav, to buy shofar, nothing. So therefore, if somebody has no money on Pesach, he doesn't have to buy matzah. He doesn't have to participate in the sacrifice of Pesach. He doesn't have to buy maror. One thing, he has to have wine. Wine. He's going to sit Leila Seder, he's going to have only wine. It's a Mishnah, it's halacha. Wine is the most important thing in Leila Seder. Wine. I said, what's important in the wine? What's so important about the wine? From what? Well, the Gemara tells us, you know, was the four languages in the Torah, the way Akadim took us out of Egypt. So, big deal, so. What's important about it? So that's what Hamim say, you know, at the wedding, the first thing you say, Borei Pri HaGefen. It says, in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created mankind, Adam HaRishon, He made angels bringing wine to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. He drank wine. As we said, Borei Pri HaGefen, he says, this is, the wine is a symbol of connection, of bringing something between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the wedding, the first bracha is Borei Pri HaGefen. The last bracha, Borei Pri HaGefen, Sheva Brachot. The same idea of marriage and getting engaged, this is Leila Seder. The night of the Seder, the idea is to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the level that we were before, we were engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the first thing that in Leila Seder you start Borei Pri HaGefen, of course it's a chag. You have to say Kiddush. No, you don't. No. On a regular holiday, if a poor person has no money, he doesn't have to do Kiddush. No, you don't have to do Kiddush. On Shavuot, if you have no money, you don't have to buy wine, you don't say Kiddush. On Shabbat, if you have no money, you don't buy wine, you don't make Kiddush. On Sukkot, if you have no money, you don't do Kiddush. It's nothing to do with the Kiddush. The Kiddush is part of the four cups of wine. As is, the wine is the most important part. As is, because wine is a symbol of getting engaged. Wine is a symbol of getting married. As is, that's what the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, the Rambam writes in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It says the Shulchan Aruch, right? You know, one thing is you must have on the night of Pesach is wine. It's not, I don't have a matzah. It doesn't matter. And you don't have a maror. It doesn't matter. It says the Borei Pri HaGefen matters. Because tonight is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, go tell Am Yisrael the first thing. As a nation, it's not the Rosh Chodesh part. It's not the moon part. It's what Rosh Chodesh and the moon leads you to know the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to keep the mitzvot because Hashem wants the relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says, really, what the Midrash says. The Torah should have started from that concept. The Torah should have started. It says, the Torah is not a history book. The Torah doesn't have to say, Bereshit bara Elokim. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Who cares? Who cares if Hashem was made first or didn't make first? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said the first thing, the Torah that was given to us, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first statement is, you know why we got the Torah? Because, we said in Asev Nishma, because we left Egypt to the desert. Zacharti lach chesed nuraych avat kulotaych. Navi Yirmiyahu said, you know, we left to the desert because we felt we engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah should have started with that statement. Says the Rashi, says the Midrash, so why Torah didn't start with that? It says because the Goyim will come and says, you know, Israel belongs to the Arabs. Hashem said, you want to know something? I'll tell you what. He said, this is my fiance. We are the fiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got engaged to him. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, listen, Bereshit bara Elokim Shamayim v'aretz, I created this world. And I decided who to give Eretz Yisrael for. It says Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. And they're going to ask, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose to give it to them? It says, this is Parashat HaChodesh, as the Ari says, all the Chachamim said, that this Shabbat might be the most important Shabbat in the year. Because that Shabbat, this Shabbat is called Parashat HaChodesh, Chachamim instituted that we should read that paragraph. That paragraph is not Rosh Chodesh. That paragraph is not the moon. That paragraph is telling us the secret why we own Eretz Israel. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and He wants us to live in Eretz Israel. Because in Eretz Israel you can live only if you marry to the king. Only if you're on the same page with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Platin Shel Melech. It says this is the palace of God. This is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole concept HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to lead us. And then he tells Moshe, now listen, go tell them, Parashat HaChodesh, tell them, you have Rosh Chodesh, and please make Rosh Chodesh by looking at the moon, and please Motzei Shabbat, after 7 days, this means it's called Malchut, the kingdom, it means after 7 days, you go outside, you say Berkat Levana, and you say Berkat Levana, you know, if somebody wants to hurt me, he won't be able to hurt me. He says, yeah, how, what do you mean nobody can hurt you because you say Berkat Levana? No, Berkat Levana means that you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I look at the moon. He says, the moon is not the moon. The moon is a concept of engagement. He says, I'm engaged to you, to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chachamim said, never leave town unless you need Berkat Levana. He says, the Berkat Levana is so important that this is what Yaakov really wanted to achieve, that we should be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Before Yaakov died, he calls up the brothers, the children, the brothers, and he said, I want to tell you when Mashiach will come. I said, what difference does it make? Mashiach will come whenever he wants to come. But it is curiosity. You have to know Mashiach will come. No. When Mashiach will come, it means you have to be prepared. He says, Mashiach will come, says the Rambam, you know Mashiach will come. He says, don't think Mashiach will come, you're going to sit down at the meal, at the restaurant, and you eat a meal, and then you go on vacation, and you do this. He says, Mashiach will come, it means you be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. It's called marriage. So that's what Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children. He says, before he dies, he wanted to tell his children, listen, you got to prepare. You got to prepare yourself for the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be on the same page with him. So the idea of Mashiach is not when Mashiach is going to come. It says, when I'm getting married, when I'm going to be one unit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, that's what Yaakov wanted. And this Baruch Yotzrech, Baruch Osech, Baruch Konech, Baruch, that's the Kavala. In Berkat Levana, we say, you see? It says, Yaakov. He says, what is Yaakov? He says, every morning I say Yaakov. Rastichli be'emunah. V'yadat at Hashem. It says that when you put tefillin, that's why tefillin was given to us in Egypt. It says that the last mitzvah that Moshe and Aaron told them Israel about sacrifice of Pesach, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you have to put tefillin. Well, I have to put tefillin. So, Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shamoa, Kadesh Tia, V'kavacha. Also, what's the concept of the tefillin? What's the concept? I said, the concept of tefillin is married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's what it says in tefillin. And the Gemara comes and says, you should know, in a way, spirituality talking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he also wears tefillin. It means, the groom, and the bride, they're both on the same page. Says the Gemara, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his tefillin? What kind of sentences he has? What does it mean what he has? What do he care? He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, Balachta bidrachav, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'u rachum, atah rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, you should have mercy. Ma'u chanun, afatah chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you for free, you give for free. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu erech hapayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not lose himself, he doesn't get angry so fast, you should not get angry so fast. He says, what behind it? I have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be like him. It's much deeper than that. He says, you got to be on the same page. Like you get married to a girl, you want to know that you and her are on the same page. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants eventually to be with you on the same page. You bet, be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because otherwise, it's not going to be Shalom Bayit between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says you have to be on the same page with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know. That at the end, Mashiach is going to come. Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be marriage. It's going to be marriage. It says you have to be on the same page. It says the idea of preparation for Chodesh Nisan, for the month of redemption, for Pesach, is this week's paragraph, Parashat HaChodesh. The Chachamim say it might be the most important Shabbat, the most important paragraph in the Torah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, you're getting engaged to me. Again, engagement is first step to the wedding with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's with the 4 cups of wine. It says every time we drink a cup of wine, is we getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the engagement that finally it's in Eretz Israel, it's going to be the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach will come. It says that is the job that we have to work on Pesach to have the redemption of Mashiach Rabbi Amin. Amen.
The UN is about to declare